You are listening to the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.
Markaz al-Sahaba.
Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'iduhu wa nasta'ufiruhu wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyati a'malina. Man yahdillahu fala mudillala wa man yudlilhu fala hadiyala. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al Ansar, Sirius FM, and the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, on Wednesday night we started our tour for Muharram 1441. We were in Vellum and we discussed and juxtaposed the two calendars, the Hijrah calendar and the Gregorian calendar. Last night we were in the Sufi Masjid in Glennon Road, and there we discussed the love for the Ahlul Bayt, the household and the family of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And today in Jumu'ah at Masjidul Hilal, we spoke about Haqq and Batil, that who are on Haqq and who are on Batil. We, without a shadow of doubt, believe that the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah are always on the Haqq. Tonight, honorable listeners, our topic is, what exactly happened there at Karbala, and who is responsible for the martyrdom of Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu arda. Before we reach that point, we need to go chronologically and see what happened. As Maulana mentioned, with Allah's grace and mercy, we perform Hajj this year, and some of our brothers are here who perform Hajj with us. Our brother Haji Shiraz Isa is here, other brothers are here. May Almighty Allah Jalla Wala accept everyone's Hajj, Umrah and Ziyarah to Madinah Munawwara. Protect the Haramain Sharifain and Majlul Aqsa and all our Masajid. Let's go back to the 10th year of the Hijrah. Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam arrives in Makkah Mukarramah on the 4th of Zil Hijjah. It is, remember, a Sunday, and there Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam enters with the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And then they move to Mina on the Thursday. The 9th is the day of Arafat, a Friday. Nevertheless, on the 14th, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam departs from Makkah Mukarramah and then returning to Madinah Munawwara. On the 18th of Zilhijjah, it was the 10th year after Hijrah, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam stops in a place called Ghadir-e-Khum. Remember, the hadith is authentic of Ghadir-e-Khum, and we accept it, we have no problem with that. It's mentioned in various compilations, Musnad Ahmad and various other compilations. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam rendered a khutbah and said regarding Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu warda, man kuntu mawlahu fa aliyun mawla. Whoever is the friend of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu is my friend. Whoever is my friend is the friend of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. The manaqib and the virtues of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu were mentioned. On the 18th of Zil Hijjah, whilst returning from Makkah Mukarramah after Hajj to Madinah Munawwara. Then we find the 11th year of the Hijrah starts, and then Muharram Safar. In the ending of Safar, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam falls ill, And then the sickness, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's condition deteriorates. And then Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sought permission from the honorable Azwaji Mutahharat, the spouses. I want to be in the house of Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha. Obviously, they all were very happy and they granted consent. Then it was Thursday night, last night, what we call Laylatul Jumu'ah. The hadith in Bukhari Sharif, I'll just mention one virtue so to take you up to what really happened. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Muru Aba Bakrin fal yuswalli bin nas. Muru Aba Bakrin fal yuswalli bin nas. Tell Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu warda that he must perform the imamah. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu's distinction and honor, no person in the world will ever have this distinction. On the musalla of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he made imamah for 17 salat fi hayatin Nabi al-Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam during the lifetime of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Isha, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, all five salats. The 12th of Rabiul Awwal, the 11th year of the Hijrah, Fajr Salat, and then that morning, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's demise took place. Intaqala ila rahmatillah. We know what happened. Allahumma inni ala sakaratil maut. O Almighty Allah, assist me against the pains and pangs of the A'la, ila rafiqil A'la. And Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left a farewell message to every one of us in this ummah. As-salah, as-salah, wa ma malakat aymanukum. Guard your salat, and over those people over whom you have authority, you fulfill their rights. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam already gave signs that he will be the Khalifa, and unanimously it was agreed upon. Today, when you go to Mövenpick Hotel, facing the Qibla, you will see there's a park there. When we go for Ziyarat, I show the brothers. That park is very empty till today. There's no hotel. It's a vacant plot. You will find trees there, plants there. That was Saqifa Bani Sa'ida. Sahaba radiallahu anhu came, Muhajirin Ansar, and they put their hand in the hand of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he ruled this ummah for 2.25 years. What were the greatest things during the time of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu? Some people were looking for loopholes, they did not want to pay zakat. Some people superficially they embraced Islam, but they were munafiqeen, hypocrites, they became murtads and apostates. He told each one of them, any one of you don't pay zakat, any one of you become murtad and so forth, then we will wage jihad and qital and make war against you. So that is what Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala did. He passed away. He's buried next to Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Again we see the miracle of Quran, Ijazul Quran, Surah 9, verse number 40, Saniyas Naini Idhuma fil Ghar, that he was the second of the two in the cave. He is the second of the two entering Medina Munawwara, second of the two on the Musalla of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, second of the two next to the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ila yawmil qiyamah, till the day of justice. Who has distinction like this? Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was already designated by Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, you will be the Khalifa after me. And everybody except Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Who is Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, brothers? Sab aaye, Umar ko bulaya gaya. Everybody came, Umar didn't come. Umar was requested to come. Big difference. Allahumma izzal Islam bi Umar ibn al-Khattab or bi Amr ibn Hisham. Ya Allah, bring Umar to our side or bring Amr bin Hisham. Amr bin Hisham becomes Abu Jahl and dispatched to Jahannam in the Battle of Badr, 17th Ramadan, Friday, second year after Hijrah. Umar becomes Umar radiallahu anhu arda. When he enters Dar al-Arqam, where Safa and Marwa is, remember the house there of the Sahabi, we find that he, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, still has a sword, brandishing the sword. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, leave him be. And then he enters, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abdu wa rasuluh. Sahaba, first time in the history of Sahaba, in chorus and unison, They shout, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Aslama Umar, Aslama Umar. Today, Umar bin Khattab has embraced Islam, radiallahu anhu, to become the 40th person to embrace Islam. Jibreel alayhi salam descends from the skies, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi sallam. It's not only the people on this earth who are rejoicing, we the malaika are rejoicing in the samawat, in the skies. Sayyidina Umar. So remember what Umar radiallahu anhu used to say on the farsh, yeah, on the land and sand, Almighty Allah would send from the arsh. Allama Suyuti rahimahullah has mentioned more than 20 ayats and occasions where Sayyidina Umar suggested, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, let us do it this way. The Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, we have to wait for wahi. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Umar performing tawaf, he said, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, let's perform salat behind Maqam Ibrahim. No, I have to wait. Allah Jalla Wala reveals the verse, وَاتَّخِذُوا مِن مَقَامِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ مُسْوَلَّىٰ. Like that, 20-22 places you will find open itqan of Jalaluddin Suyuti, Allama Suyuti rahimahullah, you will find it. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu on a Friday is performing Jummah Salat, Fajr time, and then you find that he is reading Surah Yusuf, Sahaba are behind him, Abdullah ibn Abbas in them. Abu Lu'lu al-Majusi, Fayruz was his name, comes with a dagger and stabs him. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu collapses. Abdullah ibn Abbas makes istikhlaf, he continues the salat. And then Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu's dua becomes a reality mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. Allahumma arzuqni shahadatan fi sabilik waj'al mawti bi baladi rasulik. Ya Allah, grant me martyrdom in your path. Give me death in the city of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. See, that is Umar. So this happens in the ending of the 23rd year of the Hijrah. On the 1st of Muharram, my brothers and sisters, esteemed listeners, 1st Muharram, 24th year of the Hijrah, Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan radiallahu anhu becomes the Khalifa. In time of Sayyidina Umar, so many Palestine, Iran, Iraq, all these areas were conquered during the time of Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu warda. Sayyidina Uthman becomes the Khalifa, and lo and behold, the Islamic empire is spreading at all directions. Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu was a very, very wealthy person. If you look at Masjid Nabawi today, where the Imam used to stay, now they changed it slightly. You call this the Mihrab, the southern direction is the Qibla. That first 5-6 serfs, remember, were extended by Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu anhu. The people told him, he's mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, Ya Uthman radiallahu anhu warda, aksartum, you're spending so much money. And he said, it's my personal money. And I heard Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, Man bana lillahi masjidan, ابْتِغَى وَجْهِ اللَّهِ بَنَى اللَّهُ لَهُ مِثْلَهُ فِي الْجَنَّةِ. Open Bukhari Sharif, you will find. I heard Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, whoever builds a masjid, then offer the love of Allah and the pleasure of Allah, then Allah will give him a better place, meaning something similar, it will be much better in Jannah. So therefore, I want to reserve this house and palace in Jannah. See Sayyidina Uthman, therefore it's called Ghani. He took his wealth and spent it in the path of Allah. Battle of Tabuk, 30,000 Sahaba, Mustadrak Hakim's riwayat and hadith, logistical issue. To mobilize 30,000 people from Medina to Tabuk, I went to Tabuk by plane, it takes you 1.5 hours. Imagine to mobilize that large amount. In those days, midsummer, 50 degrees. Sayyidina Uthman says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 100 camels, another 100, 300 camels, 1,000 gold. Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was elated and said, took the coins and flipped it, ma dharra Uthman, ma amina ba'd al-yawm. Said, no harm will come to Uthman, Zunnurain. He married 2 daughters of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one after the other. He first married Sayyida Ruqayya radiallahu anha. Then he married Sayyida Kulthum radiallahu anha. They, one passed away, then the second, then she passed away. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ya Uthman, if I had another daughter who was unmarried, I would have given her also to you in nikah. Several. These are Sahaba. Glittering examples. Sayyidina Usman radiallahu ta'ala, and his time a person comes, his name Abdullah bin Sabah, who was a Jew. But you see in the name of Buzruk, sometimes people make the Buzruk, but they're real bush crooks, you know. So this Abdullah ibn Sabah was one of those characters. He would sit in the masjid, make tasbih, make dua, this, that. So when a people puts on that show of piety, people sometimes fall for the trick. So he came there to sow the seeds of discord and division. So he said, Usman is doing this, Usman is doing this, Usman. He wanted Sayyidina Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Allah forbid, to be eliminated. And what happens? That now he builds up support. And lo and behold, that last few months of Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu's time, we're speaking 35th year of the Hijrah, we find that there's turmoil now in Medina Munawwara. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu realizes that, he sends Hassanain. He sends Sayyidina Hassan, so that Hussein radiallahu anhu, the beloved Sibtu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the beloved Nawasa and grandsons of Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you stand there as guard by Sayyidina Usman's house. Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu would ask these people, today you're not allowing me to come to this masjid. Who extended the masjid in a southern direction? They said, you. He said, today you're not allowing water to come to this house of mine. Who gave the water? Bire Roma, till today the water is there, the well is there. In Medina Munawwara, that beer, that water, that well is still there, functioning till today. Karamat of Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu. That Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, who will buy water for lahul jannah? Usman said, radiallahu anhu wada, I will do it, ya Rasul. Said, subhanallah. I extended the masjid, I arranged the water. Who organized the logistics for Battle of Tabuk? Yes, you. Subhanallah. And yet you want to eliminate me, destroy me, liquidate me? They said, we don't want you. You see, mufsideen, troublemakers, when you have enmity for Sahaba, this is what happens. His wife's name, Naila. She stood there, the enemies came in, and lo and behold, she put her finger like this to defend her honorable husband. So they cut Naila's hand, fingers, that is Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu's wife. And then Sayyidina Usman, Kana Sa'iman, it is, oh well, it is 80 years. He could have arranged the army, but he said, no. I am Usman bin Affan, I'll rather spill my own blood. But I will not be the first person to cause bloodshed here in Medina Munawwara. Out of respect and ta'zeem for Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the city of the Master alayhi wa sallam. Today if you go to Tashkent, Tashkent is the capital of Uzbekistan, I was there last year. From Russia we came there to Uzbekistan. You will see that original copy of that Quran Sharif of Sayyidina Usman radiallahu ta'ala an, with the blood stain there, and even UNESCO put it through the test, and whatever test they do, they said, yes, this is the original copy. What you say of Sayyidina Usman radiallahu? So my brothers, understand when we speak of these great, great luminaries. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, An-nujumu amanatun lis-sama. When you look at the sky, the night skyline, then you see the stars are protecting the sky. And remember, ashabi wa ashabi, my beloved companions and students, amanatun li-ummati. And they are protecting this deen of Islam for the ummah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sahih hadith in Sahih Muslim. The second most authentic compilation of hadith. Carry on. Sayyidina Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu is martyred. Suhaib, remember Suhaib Rumi read the Salatul Janazah for Sayyidina Umar. And now Sayyidina Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sahaba in Baqi are buried in front. Sayyidina Usman is buried right at the back. That was the zulam and oppression they made with Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu. That he was not even allowed to be buried in front, they buried at the back. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi. But Allah gives izzah to whoever he wants. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala becomes the Khalifa, but there is like a civil war going on in Medina Munawwara, meaning there's turmoil going on. One side Siddiqatu bintu Siddiq, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, and Sayyidina Talha, Sayyidina Zubair radiallahu anha. These four, this murder was committed in Medina Munawwara. You are now the Khalifa. We demand on behalf of Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anha, the perpetrators must be brought to book and justice must prevail. Sayyidina Ali agreed. But remember this Abdullah bin Sabah and his group. They were the mufsideen and troublemakers. They made sure that that must not happen. And lo and behold, they made sure this must not happen. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala realized, I better move the Darul Khilafah. And he took the capital of the Islamic Empire to Iraq, to Kufa in particular. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, I mentioned one virtue. He is the son-in-law of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the second year of the Hijrah during Ramadan, the nikah took place with Sayyida Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. He is the father of Hassanain, Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu. It is seventh year of the Hijrah. It is the month of Muharram. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, you see this banner and flag? لَأُوْتِيَنَّ الرَّايَا. I'm giving this banner and flag tomorrow. To that personality, may يُحِبُّ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَيُحِبُّهُ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. Open Mishkat, Musnad Ahmad, Muslim Sharif, various compilations. Tomorrow I will give this banner and flag to that personality. He loves Almighty Allah and Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Almighty Allah jalla wala and Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam love him. So every Sahab, Sayyidina Umar says, that day I really wanted to get that virtue. Then the next morning in Khaybar, 150 kilometers away from Medina, we went there. Till today you will see the forts there. So it was the seventh year of the Hijrah, Muharram. The Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, Aina Ali, where Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala? They said that he has some pain and you know, problem with his eyes. They called him. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu was commissioned, the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took his busak mubarak, saliva mubarak, and applied it on the mubarak eyes of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, and he says that after that I never experienced any pain. Handed over, remember, the flag and the banner to him, and Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu's one title is Fatih-e-Khaybar. Fatih-e-Khaybar, the person who played a prominent role, remember there, in the conquest of Khaybar against the Jews. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu is trying to consolidate his position. So we find a war breaks out, and these people, Abdullah bin Sabah and them, are again responsible for that war, and so many Sahaba became shaheed. Then we find Amir Muawiyah is there radiallahu anhu in Dimashq, in Damascus. He also makes the same demand and tells Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, you are Amir al-Mu'mineen, you are Khalifa al-Ra'si wal-Ain, we know your virtue, your manaqib, we accept. But you must let justice prevail, and these murderers of Sayyidina Usman must be brought to book and justice must prevail. Again, these people realize the Ummah will be united, and they cause the division and discord, and again another battle took place. Now you will see what happens. It is Ramadan, the 40th year of the Hijrah, and Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala and in Kufa. I don't know if any one of you all went to Kufa. If you went to Kufa, you will see, I was there in 2000. If you go to Kufa, you will find so many remnants and relics of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu. And one I quickly mentioned to you. Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas. Do we know Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas? People say Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas is buried in China. Incorrect. I went to China for that reason. I said, let me go to Guangzhou and see what the people are saying. Because in Tirmidhi Sharif is mentioned clearly, Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhu is buried in Medina Munawwara in Baqi. So people can't read Arabic properly, you know. So if you go to Guangzhou, you will see it's written clearly there, Abu Sa'ad ibn Waqqas. The father of Sa'ad is buried there in Guangzhou in China, not Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas. Who is Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas? Awwalu man ramasaha man fi sabilillah. The first person to shoot an arrow in the path of Allah. That is Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas. He stands there in Kufa, and open maidan, open field. He shoots the arrow right in front of him, right, left, behind, and then says, this is Jamiatul Kufa, this is our masjid, O Sahaba, O people, now build your houses around there. This became one of the great places of Islam. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, 17 Ramadan, is martyred by Abdurrahman bin Muljim. Same, again the same group. Same group of Abdullah bin Sabah. See, Sayyidina Usman murdered by them. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala murdered by them. Now the Khilafat goes to who? Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu. Sayyidina Hassan is the eldest son of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu married Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu anha in the second year of the Hijrah. And third year of the Hijrah, Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu, whose Milad Mubarak takes place, is born. Fourth year of the Hijrah, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu's Milad Mubarak and honorable birth takes place. Right? So from here we deduce two issues. You can have a Khalifa Amirul Mu'mineen. And after that, the son takes over, Islam has no objection. But he must be a man of piety, he must be a man of taqwa and so forth. It must not be a system that where the father passes away, the son takes over, and the son is incompetent and so forth, then obviously we're disqualified. Now this is the key question. This is the key question. Oh, Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, apne khabi ghaflat se utho. Wake up from your slumber and understand these points I'm raising to you. Today the enemies of Islam want to say there was conflict and tension between Sayyidina Umar and Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu marries the daughter of Sayyidina Ali and Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anhu. When he's asked, why do you want to marry? He said, so that I also become part of the household and the Ahlul Bayt of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. See, brothers, قُلْ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرْبَى. Say, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I ask you for no reward, but in recompense, but you must give me that love for my family and show the true love. Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu ta'ala, and when Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's demise take place, is 8 years old. Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu is 7 years old. Bukhari's hadith, Bukhari Sharif hadith, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam rendering khutbah, Sayyidina Hassan, Sibtu Rasulillah, Nawasa of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, beloved grandson is sitting. Maybe his age that time, 5, 6, 7 years old. Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam addressing the people, looking at his beloved grandson. Inna bani hadha sayyidun. The master alayhi salam called them sayyid in this world, called them sayyid in the year after. Inna al-hawid ahlu sunnah wal jama'ah called them Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein. Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein are called Sayyid by Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for the world and the year after. So Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looks at his beloved grandson and says, Inna bani hadha sayyidun. My grandson, he is a leader, he's a master. لَأَلَّ اللَّهَ أَن يُسْلِحَ بِهِ بَيْنَ فِيَتَيْنِ عَظِيمَتَيْنِ مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Allah will use him to reconcile the Muslim Ummah. Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu is Khalifa for 6 months, and thereafter he resigns. Who resigned? Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu. If there was conflict and tension between Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu and Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, as the enemy portrays, then how come Sayyidina Hassan leaves the Khilafat, resigns from the Khilafat, takes the mantle of leadership in Khilafat, and hands it over to Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu? Isn't that something to think about? And that is the prophecy of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This happens in the year 41. 41 in our Islamic terminology after Hijrah is called Amul Jama'ah. Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu is a master strategist and tactician. So Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu goes to Aqsa. He knows the value and the worth of Aqsa. He is based in Dimashq, in Damascus. He's buried there also. And he goes to Aqsa, Jerusalem. O Ummah, come take your oath of allegiance on my hand there at Aqsa. to show this ummah, don't forget your first Qibla. See, brothers? Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu rules this ummah from the year 41 to the year 60. In Rajab he passes away. When Hajjatul Wida took place, remember Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Hay Mubarak was distributed among the Sahaba. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Nail Mubarak was distributed. He, Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, had the Nail Mubarak of Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Sakarat was about to start, he knows he's old now. He says, O people, I'm taking the Mubarak nails of the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he placed it under his eyes and said, Khallu bayni wa bayna arhami rahimeen. You go and leave me and my most merciful, who shows mercy, Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala. Now we find that people, you must remember who will be the leader. So they chose, Amir Muawiyah designated the name of Yazid and so forth. So anyway, Sahaba were very reluctant, some of them, and they said, no, we can't take oath of allegiance. From Medina Munawwara, we find Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu left Medina Munawwara. Abdullah ibn Zubayr radiallahu anhu left. All of them came to Makkah Mukarramah. Now we fast forward. It is the year 60. Now start listening carefully. It is the year 60. It is Yawm al-Tarwiyah, the day Hajj is starting. Hajjis have come from in kulli fajjin amiq. Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu warda mobilized his family and said, I'm leaving for Iraq. The Sahaba came, they cried and they begged him. Abdullah bin Abbas, his cousin, begged him. Abdullah bin Zubair, who was in Makkah, begged him. His own brother, Muhammad bin Hanafiya, begged him, please, my brother, don't go. Ahlul Iraq, Ahlul Nifaq. These people of Iraq, majority of them, the munafiq, they'll let you down. But taqdeer, no one can change taqdeer. Al-Kufi la yufi. These Kufi people, majority of them, they won't fulfill their obligations and promises. He had a stack of letters. He sent Muslim bin Aqil. Muslim bin Aqil, afterwards, he started the journey. They said, okay, if you want to go, leave the women and children. He said, no, they will come. And they also wanted to go. And the journey starts from Makkah on the 8th of Zilhijjah, 60th year after the Hijrah. And then he moves. En route, two incidents happen of note. The news comes, Muslim bin Aqil is martyred there. So he realizes the treachery of the people now to a certain extent. He meets one sha'ir in our Islamic history called Farazdaq. He's moving and Farazdaq is coming. How are the people of Iraq, O Farazdaq? He says, Ya Sibtu Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O beloved grandson of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the hearts of the people are with you, but the swords of the people are with the enemy. You see, brothers? Now, fast forward. It is Friday, 10th of Muharram. It is Ashura, and it is the year 61. The Maidan is Maidan Karbala, and now everything is going to show. Pani, pani, and everything will become clear now. Who are the enemies? I wrote one page for the ulama, Maulana Abdulaziz Ahmad has it, mashallah. He will distribute it to the ulama. These are not my notes. These are notes of the enemy. It's all their books. They gave me these books also. So we just photocopied it and so forth. I read to you what happened in Karbala, 10th day of Muharram, the year 61. Inna al-Imam Hussein alayhi salam fi du'a'ihi. He makes dua against the enemy. Sayyidina Hussein is making dua against the enemy who said they came to help him prior to his martyrdom. Everything I'll give you reference. Allahumma in mattatum ila heen fafarriqhum firaqa waj'alhum taraiqa qidada. Ya Allah, make them into splinter groups and decimate and destroy them. They said they're coming to help us. فَقَتَلُونَا. But they are murdering us. Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu is telling us who martyred him. Not the Ahlu Sunnah. their own people. Remember who claim today they love Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu. It's your book, Al-Irshad by Sheikh Mufid. Here at the bottom is written, وَهَذِي النُّسُوسُ تَبَيَّنَ لَنَا مَنْ هُمْ قَتَلَةُ الْحُسَيْنَ الْحَقِيقِيُونَ. From here we come to know who are the real murderers or the people who martyred Sayyidina Hussein. All their ibarat and texts. If you want to discuss any incident in Islam, who are the best people to ask? The people who are eyewitness, not people who wrote history after 100, 500 years. Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu's son is Hazrat Zainul Abideen. His own biological son, and he's part of Ahlul Bayt. We love him, and remember, after the martyrdom of his father, he's there. He saw what happened with his own eyes. He addresses the people. I read for you. He says, Ya Ahl al-Kufa, O you people of Kufa, هل تعلمون أنكم كتبتم إلى أبي وخدعتمو وأعطيتموه من أنفسكم الأهد والميثاق ثم قاتلتمو وخذلتمو. O you people of Kufa, you took an oath and allegiance on my father's hand, and then you left him in a lurch. And not only left him, you fought against him and martyred him. Now listen to the sentence. Sayyidina Zainul Abideen addressing the perpetrators of this heinous crime. What does he say? بِأَيِّ عَيْنٍ تَنْظُرُونَ إِلَىٰ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمُ. Tomorrow, how will you face Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa huwa yaqulu lakum, and the Master alayhi salam will tell you, qataltum itrati, you murdered my nawasa, you killed my beloved grandson. Wantahaktum hurmati, you desecrated the Ahlul Bayt, a sublime rank and status. This is not Abdul Qadir or anybody's fatwa. This is Zainul Abideen's fatwa in your kitab. I give you the reference. He, Zainul Abideen rahimahullah, states that Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam will tell them, فَلَسْتُمْ مِنْ أُمَّتِي. You don't belong to this ummah, you outside. Al-Ihtijaj of Tabrasi. Everything is here. That's why I'm giving it to you. The second eyewitness is Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala's beloved daughter. His honorable mother is Fatima Kubra, the senior Fatima. Fatima Sayyidatun Nisa'i Ahlil Jannah. His beloved daughter's name is Fatima Sughra. She saw with her own eyes the martyrdom of her father, radiallahu anhu warda. Listen what she says after the martyrdom. Ya Ahl al-Kufa, Ya Ahl al-Ghadr wal-Makr. O you people of Kufa, you are the people of pretense. Your pride and arrogance got the better of you. What you did, you murdered my father today, kama qataltum jaddana bil ams, as you murdered my grandfather in the previous years. You see, I took you through the chronological table. Don't get caught up in propaganda. This is from the horse's mouth, as you say in English. Your kitabs, and this is what is written here. When I used to write to them, Abdul Qadir Husseini. When I went to Iran also, I told them Husseini, so they gave me the visa and all that. So Alhamdulillah. She, Fatima Sughra, says, تَبَّلْ لَكُمْ أَلَّا decimate and destroy you. لَعَنَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَى الظَّالِمِينَ. Allah Ta'ala's curse be upon you. Look at these zalims, what they said. Look at these zalims. One side Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu's Mubarak lash and body is there. And what do they say? They read poetry. They read poetry. And what did they say? It's mentioned. Ihtijaj of Tabrasi. Ihtijaj of Tabrasi. The poetry they read. And that's a note I'll leave you with. They read, قَتَلْنَا عَلِيًّا وَبَنِي عَلِيِّ قتلنا عليا وبني علي بسيوف هندية ورماحي. Yes, we admit we murdered Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, Allah forbid, Allah forbid. Yes, we murdered Sayyidina Hussein, Allah forbid, Allah forbid. بسيوف هندية ورماحي, and we used the swords and the spears made in India. So what do you say now? So my brothers, always remember, we are Ahlul Sunnah wa Jama'ah. All this is non-negotiable. Quran Sharif is our Quran Sharif. No addition, no omission. Sunnah Mubarakah of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we believe from the inner recess of our heart. We defend the honor of every Sahabi radiallahu anhu warda. Any person who curses, who accuses Sahaba and belittles them, Surah 9 verse 79, Allah Jalla wa Ala defends the honor of Sahaba. فَيَسْخَرُونَ مِنْهُمْ. You mock the students of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. سَخِرَ اللَّهُ مِنْهُمْ. Almighty Allah will mock you and send you وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ straight to Jahannam. And we accept the awliyaullah, and we accept, remember the Ahlul Bayt. They are one of the greatest people after all the Anbiya alayhi salatu salam. And we accept the four schools of thought. That is what you must stand for, and don't fall for propaganda. Know who your enemies are and teach that to your children also. That will be your greatest investment. Today you can see the micro and the macro. Micro, our beloved country, was happening. And macro, see Kashmir was happening, Palestine, Syria. Everywhere, basically, Iraq, Afghanistan. We, the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, under threat and under attack. Always remember, defend Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And Almighty Allah will protect us and protect our progenies. So never ever fear the enemy. Fear Almighty Allah. You're going for Umrah, stand in front of Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, and say, I will protect your honor, O Shaykhain. You are the greatest people, and we will protect you with all we have. Stand in front of Sayyidina Usman and say, stand in front of Mother Aisha and say the same thing. Allah Jalla wa la give us tawfiq. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya mursaleen. Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahabi ajma'in. Allahumma izzal Islam wal muslimin. Allahumma ansuril Islam wal muslimin. Allahumma shi mardana wa mardal muslimin. Ya Allah, give shifa to our brother Shiraz Esa's father, to our brother Muhammad Ikhlas, to all those people who are ill and sick. Ya Allah, grant them shifa kamil, ajil, mustamir, ya Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma anta shafi la shifa illa shifa wa shifa la yugadiru سقما. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. اللهم اصلح لنا شاننا كله. اللهم احفظ بلاد الحرمين الشريفين من كل سوء ومكروه. اللهم طهر المسجد الاقصى من اليهود الغاصبين المحتلين. قال الله تعالى في شان حبيبه: ان الله ملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم. وارنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون. وسلام على المرسلين. والحمد لله رب العالمين. آمين.
You are listening to the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. مركز الصحابة.